you're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Arepa
Brain Drink.
Whisper it.
Dry July. This is a Dry July edition of Cocktail Corner.
Brain Drink.
Kristen, I've been resisting asking what you've been doing over there, but you've got like frozen arepa, I think.
No,
is that
it's
what
not,
you've got over there?
Yeah, so it's not frozen arepa. Okay. What I did was, so we're making sangria, and so what I've been doing is marinating the fruit all day in the arepa.
Okay.
So here is, and that way I can, and as it is, it really does break the arepa flavor and bring it more fruity. And I do have some mango and pineapples, frozen pineapples in there that I picked out especially for you, Hungry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you picking those out especially for me.
So basically we're going to make a sangria, and this is their recipe, and I kind of tailored it.
Is that Tupperware, by the way?
It is Tupperware. Thank you for noticing. It's my pride and joy. Don't go home with it. I'll make sure that I'm going to pack it.
We're at the Auckland Art Gallery, and there was a Tupperware display. I assume it was an art piece. It was one of those ones where you're like, what's going on here? A little bit.
Yeah, well,
it's very tempting to touch
it. It looked like the most hectic game of Pong.
I felt like you could touch it and move them around, but it's a no-go. Don't touch it.
I reckon if you had kids in there, though...
that would be tough, because that's what we used to play with, right? You would pull it all out of the cupboards and play
drum,
with it.
It's a drum. It's a little container you can put your bits and bobs in.
It is. We can make sangria. We can make sangrias. Just want to have fun. That's our drink for today.
Dry.
So here's what I did. I took frozen fruit, and I took about a cup of berries and a cup of mango and pineapples.
It's so true about sangrias, by the way.
And they were frozen, and I thought, maybe we should let them thaw out for the day. Mm-hmm. So put them in this Tupperware container. I put a bottle of the arepa brain drink, not the sparkling, but the brain drink.
Mm-hmm.
And
smart sauce, AKA.
Yeah, and then...
full power arepa.
And a bottle of soda water. Mm-hmm. I also then squeezed in some oranges and lemons, so we're gonna do that now, but there's already a little bit in there. So you squeeze in...
I appreciate you doing it live, though.
Yeah, you can't hear it, but you can certainly imagine it.
You can hear it. Oh, you can't hear it.
Okay.
Oh, I got a little bit.
Get a mic on it, John. Just stand over there. Wait on that one.
Squeeze.
Now someone needs to pee. That's not
unhelpful.
And then the juice of like a half a lime. Or not lime, lemon, sorry. We're using lemons today, not limes.
Well, those are juicy lemons. Look at the juice coming out.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Where'd you source them?
I sourced them from New World, Davenport. Nice one, thank you very much.
Great supermarket.
It's a real heavy name for a supermarket, though.
New World.
Sometimes I used to think about it as a young kid cruising around with my mum, mucking around in the trolley, and I'd be like, man, that's such a heavy name for a shop.
And then while we have
just
the fruit...
Just as a kid, Sam Smith, I'd think that.
I think I'm going to have to have you open this again.
Okay.
So then...
Maybe just open this fresh arepa.
Yeah, so I've been trying it over the day just to make sure...
I think it's pretty much like Chewy does the same thing.
I'm so smart, I know my name.
So we're going to pour that into the already existing marinade.
Thank you. It was galloping before.
Well, we'll do it with the soda water.
Here we go.
Yes!
Yes! There you go.
That was fantastic.
That one's for Judy in Davenport. She knows what I'm talking about.
Pouring it out.
And we're pouring this into the Tupperware.
That was a controlled fizz. You should get into fireworks.
I practice.
Good spray.
And so then we're going to mix it up. Yet, here's the thing. I decided to add a little bit of extra orange juice and pineapple juice to bring out some of those flavors. So we're going to put just a dash of a free pour of pineapple because there are pineapples.
Oh, that was the smallest little dash, by the way.
We're going to put a little bit
more. No, I didn't mean that. I just was... Sorry, nothing. Hey, but can I just mention the Tupperware is one of those real tall, square ones, ladies and gentlemen. Quite a rare Tupperware. I think if you were trading at a Tupperware party.
So is this orange going
and then the orange juice. And this way it's going to be really fruity, but it's going to cut the arepa so that it's not so, so cherry, so berry like we had it last time.
That's Justin was saying that earlier. He was like, just as long as it's not that cherry and berry.
Hey, yeah, so not give it a huge shake because there is some sparkling soda water in here.
The lid has gone onto the Tupperware container and it's getting...
The shake is low key.
There you go. You can hear some fun. Now what we're going to do...
Yes!
Now what we're going to do is I took some chimney glasses and I poured some of the fruit and the original mixture inside the bottom of every fruit or any every glass.
So like some I can full see
that.
Strength.
That looks like a good time just by itself on a little stick. Oh, a little skewer, go. Perhaps. That's what being this.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why I used the brain drink and not the sparkling. Because at first I thought, oh, I'll just use the sparkling and not use the... the soda water.
Right.
It's because the sparkling has a stevia taste, and so if you want it to taste more like sangria and that red wine flavor, I would say use the brain drink,
the full power,
and cut it with soda water, and a little extra juice. It's really delicious. Like I said, I've been drinking a little bit of it all day, and I have to tell you, first of all, I am on point on everything.
Did you get a lot of activities done? Would you say?
Yeah, my accessories matched. I got laundry done.
Just more focus.
Did you have any time for your arts?
I did. I created a soundproofing, soundproofing little booth for myself with some screens and some soundproofing equipment.
Fantastic.
So it was a crazy day. Okay, so now what we're gonna do is put a little orange slice on each. Now you can put the orange right into the drink, but we're just gonna do a little bit.
Oh, what that a makes garnish it pop. Does
oh,
to
man.
It. Wow.
Shit.
That just looks.
Justin slightly adjusted his pants. He like moved on his seat.
There you go,
his
phone out. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful visual. Here you go, sweet pie.
Eye on this one.
All right, everyone.
Smells fantastic.
Sail Sam.
Cheers.
All right, cheers, everyone.
Everybody, note everybody, cheers. Just then, I'm just going to wait.
Oh, yeah. This is good. So see, it's different than last week, because last week we had the mint and the lime in it.
It's now, amazing how many legs the Arepa has there. It's quite a powerful drink.
The rest of your night is going to be wild. And you can put
flamingo
more fruit.
Pier, probably.
Yeah, you can put more. Yeah, you can put more fruit in it if you want to. Like I said, I took out it was like a mixed fruit, but I thought that would be too much fruit if I had the passion fruit in there and you know the whole thing. So I just did mango, pineapple, and berries.
This is what my imagination wants Tank to be. You know the juice thing. Like, this is kind of what I want.
Yeah, and thanks to Connor.
No offense, Tank. Love you guys. Keep at it. Good choice with the color orange, right? It's really, you can see it.
And according to Connor at Arepa, he does say that this is a good replacement for caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it helps you stay focused and calm when you are stressed. And I have to tell you.
It has ninja qualities.
Yeah, so the other morning I was, I kind of had to get on point really
quickly
fast.
Do some arithmetic.
Yeah, and so I was feeling a little groggy. I had coffee and I thought, this isn't doing it. I have to really wake up.
Justin,
so
can you slow down on your one, mate? Just sorry, carry on.
And so I started sipping like the sparkling. I had a glass of the sparkling, and all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh, I know what's going on." I felt kind of witty, and you know, definitely. So it is it not jolty.
Brain drink.
Yeah,
put it in your brain.
Cheers, everyone.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
Delicious.
Another home run, nonetheless.
Perfect for dry July.
Arepa. We have heat snore, too.
Kappa.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.